and Savatiano's kicked away. Savatiano three lengths clear from Bonomi Fiesta. Tactical advantage late, but Savatiano has got them beaten. Savatiano led all the way from tactical advantage in Bonomi.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Welcome back to the show with Breenie and Ray. That was Darren Flindell calling Savatiano the winner of the inaugural The Hunter. Big day for Godolphin. Big day today for this man, Darren Beeman. It's his birthday. He's representing Godolphin. Darren's on the line. Darren, good morning. Well, happy birthday, mate.
Good. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for just letting you and me know.
Okay. Whole world knows now. I won't say how old you are, but you're younger than me, so life's pretty good for you, Daz. And a good day yesterday, too, for the stable. We'll start with Savatiano. Rock-hard fit mare. I was saying to Bruni earlier, as you pointed out yesterday, James McDonald got away with a couple of cheap sectionals mid-race, and that was pretty much the key to winning then.
It certainly was. When the draws come out, we just got the visitor's draw.
Yeah.
In the race, but especially with her, like she's the type of mare that sort of takes up a forward position, so that sort of took it out of the equation. But yes, it was just the way that she was able to. James just did a masterful job on being able just to switch her off at the 1,000 and get her going at a nice speed. And it was a tough effort to keep rolling at a high speed, but a solid speed.
Darren, it was a fantastic day for Godolphin, as Ray said. But for you guys to go there, the very first running of the Hunter, you've been around a long time, Darren. What did you make of the day, the event? Like, fantastic day?
Yes, well, most days that we go up there, it's the provincial course up at, up north for us. And but there was a real atmosphere yesterday. It was a little bit like a Newmarket day or a Newcastle Cup day. They had a few marquees and there was bands playing. And so it was nice to be able to walk in on the course and feel that there was a little bit more action off the track. A good team of horses turned up. And, it's not too often you get to run $1 million at a provincial course. So, that was a great day. It was a real buzz there.
Mm. Hey, Daz, anything more for Savatiano? And I'm thinking, could she stay in training for maybe a Villiers or even the Gong next week?
Yeah, I spoke to James last night about it, and there are those type of races for her, but he was sort of thinking something more down the track for her, say, a Robert Sangster. Sort of looking 6 months down the track for her. But she's had the four runs. I know she's only been lightly raced this time through, but she's starting to build up quite an impressive record, and she come both her and Home of the Brave. They come in off a good base. They had he had plenty to work with James with both these horses, and she probably could go to something like a Villiers, but anyway, we'll leave that to James.
Yep.
And Asiago in the Spring Stakes came through its grades for you guys. Centred the horse down to Melbourne, Moonee Valley, a bit disappointing. What gave you the thought that it was up to a race like that after running poorly at Moonee Valley?
Well, Sydney way going, she's been extremely well placed. Dom and James, they do all the programming and, the jocks sort of give their point of view across of what distance that, they should be sort of aiming at. And, she's extremely well placed, and it's so important to a horse that they get confidence, they get a win. And she was able to put a few on the bounce before she went to Melbourne. And we thought, we'd throw the ball at the stumps and take her to Melbourne and run her over the mile and just give her a chance and a trip away and see what comes of it. But she just went too hard with the night meeting. She just lit up prior to the race, and she got running for the first 800 metres. The mixture was a little bit too hot, and so she just folded. But so then James brought her back, and it looked like an ideal race. We've won the last three Spring Stakes. I know they've changed the programming of it, of where it's situated, but we won it last year with Aramayo and Astoria and Swain S a couple of years before that. So it's been a really good race for us.
Yes, good horses race too. Hey, Daz, how are you going to celebrate your birthday today?
Oh, just with the family, mate. Mm. Yeah, the kids are coming over and their husbands and wives. And so, yeah, we're all going into town and have a bit of lunch, and sit around and have a bit of a chin wag. So that'll be a great day.
Nah, terrific, mate. Well, look, you don't want to be spending too much time with us. Enjoy the family time today. Congratulations on yesterday. And again, happy birthday for today, Daz.
Good. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Darren.